WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Later on the show, a talk with humorist Christopher Cerf. Composer John Harbison's cantata, The Flight into Egypt, won the Pulitzer Prize in Music a few years ago. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has been eagerly awaiting the release of a recording of the piece. Well, just in time for the holidays, Lloyd's wish has been granted.
John Harbison's wonderful cantata, The Flight into Egypt, is a setting of the passage in the Gospel of Matthew where an angel comes to Joseph in a dream and warns him that Herod is determined to destroy his child. Joseph takes Mary and the infant Jesus to Egypt, where they remain until the death of Herod. In the meantime, Herod orders the slaughter of all children under the age of 2. 2 years later, in Egypt, the angel reappears and the Holy Family returns and settles in Nazareth. Harbison says that this work grew out of conversations he had with the dedicated music makers at Boston's Emmanuel Church. For years, I think they've been among the true moral voices of the city, and not only in musical matters. Harbison says that in their discussion about the experience of counseling during the Christmas season, especially counseling the homeless, they agreed that given the widening gap between the fortunate and the less fortunate, the darker side of Christmas needed to be represented. The Flight into Egypt is as much about homelessness as it is about the gospel. You can hear that sense of desolation in the winding, wandering music for two oboes and English horn that the cantata opens with. The Flight into Egypt was commissioned by the Boston choral group, the Cantata Singers, and their music director, David Hoos. Harbison himself used to lead this group, and they are privileged with the first recording. Here are the two radiant soloists, baritone Sanford Sylvan singing the Evangelist, and soprano Roberta Alexander as the angel telling Joseph to arise and take his family to Egypt.
Behold, the angel of the Lord appeareth to Joseph in a dream, saying,
with its traditional solo obligatos and compact lyricism, The Flight into Egypt is a kind of contemporary equivalent of a cantata by Bach or Heinrich Schütz. But Harbison adds a trombone to the instruments of a Bach chamber orchestra and organizes his material around the most modern of musical techniques, the tone row. Some of the most wonderful passages are reserved for the chorus, in which Harbison competes with Bach and Schütz on their own turf. Here are the cantata singers led by David Hoos in the wondrous chorus singing the prophetic words, "Out of Egypt I have called my son."
Thank you.
This recording also includes two other recent works by Harbison. A song cycle called The Natural World is Harbison's tribute to the landscape of rural Wisconsin, where he does most of his composing. Harbison himself conducts mezzo-soprano Janice Felty and the Los Angeles Philharmonic New Music Group in this setting of three American poems by Robert Bly, Wallace Stevens, and James Wright. There's also the exhilarating concerto for double brass choir and orchestra. Harbison calls this music public, blunt, and ceremonial. He says he composed it to celebrate the brass section of the LA Philharmonic, and they respond brilliantly under the guiding hand of Andre Previn.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed The Flight into Egypt and other works by John Harbison on the New World label. This is Fresh Air.